Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to The Drive on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Tune in on game day to hear him 3 hours before kickoff and immediately following the final whistle. Here's the new pregame and postgame host for the Chiefs Radio Network.
Kansas City wins the game!
Joshua Briscoe.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by a friend of the show. He's on the Chiefs Radio Network, Joshua Briscoe. Briscoe, how you doing today, my man?
Hey, I didn't get traded at the deadline. I figured that was a risk. My agent said the radio network was taking some calls. Obviously, I've about had a great record this season, so I'm just happy to still be here.
When do you think Christmas starts, Briscoe?
Day after Thanksgiving, I think, is my general. I'll give it December 1st sometimes, too, but I guess that's later than the Christmas creep is getting on right now, right? I like Halloween, and I like Thanksgiving, so day after Thanksgiving is when I want to put the tree up.
Okay, that's the correct answer. Last week, you had a real shaky appearance. I'm happy that we don't have two of those back-to-back. Let's keep the positive vibes going. Briscoe, let's say you were at the grocery store, and somebody recognizes you, and they come up to you, and they ask you, what happened to the Chiefs on Sunday? Why did they lose? What would your answer be?
I think I would start with the offensive line and say that there was no reading between the lines of the box score necessary. Some of the next-gen stats were, like, shocking that Patrick Mahomes was pressured. It was, like, a 14% increase of any other game since 2020, Chiefs-Bills. Patrick Mahomes had been pressured a significantly higher percentage of the time against Buffalo. That leads to his lowest completion percentage ever. And I think that coincided with a little bit of a strange game plan in terms of what the wide receivers were being asked to do. I think it's a collective effort. I mostly start on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, they couldn't pressure Josh Allen. He had all day, and he had as many touchdowns as incompletions, right? So it's honestly pressure based on both sides of the ball, first and foremost.
I'm surprised that Patrick Mahomes played as poorly as he played, given the fact of, I know that this wasn't the full offensive line, but that's still a more than capable offensive line. All of his weapons were healthy. We all were applauding this defense and talking about how it reminded us of, you know, MVP Mahomes in 2022. I'm surprised he put together one of his worst games of his career.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised also. And obviously, it's always hard to unwind all of the collective team elements that go into any of this working, because we are talking not just about the pass catchers and the O-line and Mahomes, but it's also the coaching and the game plan and who you're building this all around. Like, it's a very weird game for Rashee Rice to have four catches, and so much of this game plan ends up being not trying to give Kareem Hunt the football on a higher percentage of these plays when you were running the ball successfully. So I think you have to kind of spice it all up. But yeah, I mean, Mahomes was back there behind a line. By the end, in fairness, that offensive line had one healthy starter in Creed Humphrey. Everybody else was either a backup or banged up by the end of that game. And obviously Trey Smith was banged up entering that game. But You didn't get very many, almost any at all, at least when the game was still, like, close early enough. Obviously, they kept it close till the end. But you didn't get one of those moments where Mahomes just like completely takes over, where he erases a bad rep from one of his linemen and finds somebody enveloped in coverage downfield. I was expecting to get at least one of those moments against the Bills that kind of keeps hope alive. He had a couple of those plays. And even those, like the Hollywood Brown butt cheek down at the 1 yard line that turns into 3 points in a very disappointing sequence. It's a game of very, very thin margins. And I think you can really point the finger at a lot of places, Mahomes included, to say nobody really came out on the right side of those fine margin plays.
So let's talk about that play. Rob and I are on different sides. I think the Chiefs played it correctly. They tried 3 plays from the 1 yard line. It didn't work. They're getting the ball back first in the second half. So you got a chance at the double up, take your profit, and then try to score a touchdown on the next drive. Rob thinks they should have gone for it on fourth down. What side of the coin are you on about how the Chiefs handled the end of the first half?
If you just zoom into that final rep, I think I would have rather tried to run the ball in right there rather than take those 3 points. But it was a fine margin for me. Like I really do hear both sides of that argument. The part of it that has stuck with me now through these last few days, it's really frustrating when you have one timeout left. To run the ball on the first play means you are throwing the ball on second and third down. And I think the Bills were certainly expecting a run on first down. So I think that was a shotgun run to Hunt on that play as well, if memory serves, which has never been really not just him or Pacheco, the entire running game. It's nice to get them under center sometimes and to try to bring that battering ram through. But by running the ball on first down, burning your timeout, now you've told Buffalo, here's exactly what we're going to do these next 2 plays. We're going to try to make something happen through the air, where if you throw the ball on first down when you have 20 seconds and a timeout, you throw the ball there, maybe if it's incomplete, now you still have that threat of running the ball on second or third down, maybe even fourth, depending on what happens on those 2 plays leading up. So the actual like sequencing of that has been the thing that stuck with me more than the final field goal decision. But I think they probably shouldn't have ever been in a spot where they had to make that choice from the 1 yard line. And there's nothing sadder than a 19 yard field goal. So I wasn't pulling my hair out at that. But it's an incredibly frustrating way to end the half.
Right now, we're talking to Joshua Briscoe with the Chiefs Radio Network. Briscoe, you and I have been talking about this all season. I'm not surprised at the Chiefs running back room. We kind of knew what it was since the very beginning of the season. Nothing has really happened to change my opinion. I'm surprised at their defensive line and the fact that it has come up so much. And a guy like Josh Allen, you know the importance of getting to the quarterback and how you have to disrupt timing. For him to be 23 of 26 really goes to show you that the Chiefs just didn't do a good job of getting pressure on Buffalo's QB.
Yeah, it's another thing now where like it gets to the point where it's like, okay, so I guess the conventional wisdom is right sometimes, where if you can just pressure a quarterback with 4, it's going to make everything easier for you and everything harder for them. But it's exactly how simple it is sometimes. And as another one where I think it's multifaceted, obviously Allen finding the tight ends in that game, I think was probably a little bit of a personnel thing. It's a bad day for Drew Tranquil and all of that. But the collective pass rush right now is a real problem, and it's the one thing that I thought that they would do something today before the trade deadline. If it was Colin Saunders or Jermaine Johnson on kind of different ends of the high-low cost spectrum there, I thought somebody would get added in, because you're right. That to me is the thing still that remains the biggest problem on this team altogether. You need, and I was just doing another conversation and trying to think about like what is needed out of this defense the rest of the way, now that we know that the roster is set, right? There's no more, well, maybe they'll add, they're not going to. Maybe if Colin Saunders gets cut, you can bring him home, fine. But now I think the pass forward for this defense in the playoffs, down the stretch, against the Broncos in a little more than a week, I think you just have to have the best you can get from Steve Spagnuolo and the best you can get from Chris Jones. I think you're asking the two Hall of Famers in this conversation to play Hall of Fame-level football or to call a Hall of Fame-level game plan. Neither of them did that against Buffalo. Jones has had some disappointing stretches this year. Overall, it seems like he's taken a bit of a step back. And if he has a great January, I don't think the underwhelming regular season is going to stick with us, because what needs to happen is that he needs to look like a Hall of Famer in the playoffs. But now you're at a point where you can't say playoffs with certainty. You certainly can't just pencil yourself in at the top of the division or the top of the AFC. So I think Ashton Gelati is a nice player on a good trajectory. George Karlaftis is good. He's not one of those guys that will wreck a sequence. You can just take over a series and it's just the same guy teeing off over and over, or a guy that opposing offenses have to game plan around. And the closest they have to that is still Chris Jones. And again, this year has been a disappointing start for him, even though I still think he's the best defensive lineman they have right now, by a decent margin, with Karlaftis as the next man up. It's a frustrating group. They obviously expected more out of Omar Norman Lott. He's not coming back because he's on IR now. I think there was room to add here, but ultimately, and I know this is really kind of going back now, but this is what happens when you spend a first round pick on a defensive end that doesn't pan out. It changes your trajectory. It makes you pay that money to Chris Jones. It makes you try to patch it up with Charles Omenihu coming back and this heftier price tag for Mike Dana. They haven't hit a home run in the pass rush in quite a while. George Karlaftis, very good, very useful, but there's not another takeover player on this roster right now. And again, Jones hasn't been able to do it as consistently as he has in the past.
Right now, we're talking to Joshua Briscoe of the Chiefs Radio Network. So another debate that we have been having today is the trade deadline. And I certainly understand if fans want to see their team go out and make moves, they want that big splash move. I think the Chiefs play the trade deadline correctly. I don't think, A, there was a player that moved that is in the Chiefs' price range that significantly moves things. It would be different if there was a player that got traded for a fifth-round pick, and we all think, man, I wish the Chiefs had made that move. I don't think that move exists in this trade deadline period. I also think the guys that got moved that do significantly move the needle, I think they're way out of the Chiefs' price range. I think the Chiefs play this trade deadline correctly. What do you think?
I am really curious about where the Jermaine Johnson conversation went. I thought he was kind of an interesting pairing with the Chiefs in the draft in 2022, and he has the team control next year with the fifth-year option, so it would have been still a reasonable number, but also a hefty, I think, $13.5 million or so for him next year. So that would have been the one guy who I think might have been in that Venn diagram of within the price range and moving the needle. But I'm also not going to sit here and tell you, like, no, Steve Spagnuolo definitely would have played him a high percentage of the snaps as soon as he got here, because he hasn't operated that way, really. I think, like, Melvin Ingram might still be the most successful version of that that we've seen in anything resembling recent years. That was quite a while ago. Maybe Terrell Suggs, I guess, around that same time. I am not surprised they didn't try to make a bigger swing there. And I think the one that I've like gotten a little bit frustrated with is all the people who are freaking out. Like, I can't believe they didn't just give up a third for Breece Hall. He's a true difference maker. Well, nobody else gave up a third round pick for Breece Hall either. Like, I think that the market is teaching you something there when it's not like the Chiefs. To your point, if Breece Hall got traded for a fifth, and you could have said, okay, well, the Chiefs could have given up their end of fourth round pick for him. Well, at least you know what the price tag was, and you can do a little bit of that nitpicking. My guess, even though I keep going back to the Jets, because obviously they just traded two young, relatively young, very good, like blue chip caliber defenders as they go into this total rebuild. I think it would have made sense for the Jets to ultimately just take the final offer on Johnson and on Hall, just because that's where your team is at right now. They don't do that. And I guess Johnson makes sense. So like I said, he'll be there next year too. They can trade him in the offseason, I suppose. I'm not floored. I am just still left a little bit wanting, because I do think this pass rush really needed at least one more player. And Mike Pinnell was helpful, but for the defensive line as a whole, I would have liked to have seen something. But to your point, I'm not surprised that they didn't go in at a higher price for the guys that did move. And the guys that didn't move, nobody was willing to meet whatever the Dolphins wanted for Bradley Chubb, for example.
I get why people feel this way, but I think NFL fans want their trade deadline to be like the NBA and Major League Baseball, where in baseball, if you need anything, it's available at the deadline. If your team really needs a seventh inning guy, you can go get one. If your team needs a closer, if your team needs an impact bat, you can always find it in the trade deadline. That's just not really how football works at this point.
Because in football, the picks are so much more valuable than anything that you're moving in those other examples. I think you're absolutely right. In Major League Baseball, you have farm systems. And so you can say, hey, well, we've got these three projects that we believe in. And you like, okay, well, here are our three minor league prospects for your major league starter. And our teams are in different phases. And so that makes sense. Or in the NBA, hey, we want to make this acquisition. Do you want a first round pick that if it comes in the 20s, if it's top 10, if it's lottery protected, this player is probably not going to be an impact guy in his own right, and you're probably not trading a top three likely high lottery pick for help that year because you're a team that's probably playing in the lottery. At the NFL level, it's really interesting. Like for a team like the Cowboys, who make the one of the two splashiest moves of the day, I don't know if the Cowboys are going to be any good as they give these picks back to the Jets. So that's why a move like that is very, very rare, because the Cowboys are betting on their own success despite where they're at right now. And the Jets are in an incredibly rare circumstance. Again, probably moving their two highest value players in one day, totally resetting the order of their franchise. So the moves that we saw today on that scale with Sauce and Williams to Indy and Dallas respectively, that's a huge, huge outlier. I think the reason you want it to work is because you can say, well, how about a fifth, sixth, seventh round pick? The Chiefs are transactional when it's bringing back Derek Nnadi or Mecole Hardman or whatever it may be. In this case, again, I'm not sure who the fifth round acquisition was that was going to move the needle even a little bit on your defensive line. I am stuck a little bit between two minds, where one, there's not a move that they should have made today that is like so obvious that I'm furious, but I also am not satisfied with the pass rush right now. And I'd have to kind of live with that the rest of the season, just like the Chiefs do.
That is Joshua Briscoe joining us on the show today with the Chiefs Radio Network. You'll hear him next week as the Chiefs. They got a very important stretch after the bye week on the road against Denver, home against the Indianapolis Colts. Right now, the two best teams in the AFC. Briscoe, great stuff, man. We'll catch up with you next week.
Appreciate it, guys. Let's do it. And hopefully we'll, they can't lose that Broncos game, huh? They just can't.
That's our guy, Joshua Briscoe, joining us on the show today. Always happy to catch up with him. Rob, let's take a quick break from football and we'll get back to it here coming up in just a bit. So I watched, I would say, a good portion of KU yesterday. I went to the other place after the show. Missouri was on. KU came on. So I had a chance to watch both of them at the same time while I was having a meal. And this is the analogy I'll make. I don't know if you remember, but in the documentary, The Pony Excess, one of the interviewees, was telling a story, and he was telling a story about the first time that he saw Eric Dickerson play. And the story that he said was he took one of the boosters to go to a high school football game, and he said, I'm not going to tell you who we're here for. I want you to point out the kid that you think we're here to see. And after watching a little bit, they said, yeah, that guy right there. And he said, that's Eric Dickerson. Well, we now know Eric Dickerson turned out to be one of the greatest running backs in the history of the National Football League. I think if you had never seen Darren Peterson play, and yesterday was your first chance watching him, let's say that last week you didn't get a chance to watch the Louisville game, and this is your first chance seeing him, and everybody has told you how special this kid is, everybody has told you how good this kid is, and you were sitting down there watching it for yourself, you would believe the hype. I'm not saying you should or shouldn't believe the hype. It's against Green Bay. But everything that they told you he is supposed to be, and if you think that KU is going to turn their season around or turn their program around, whatever phrase you want to use, KU has not been Kansas the last couple of years. They've been a good team. They've been a tournament team. But we all know what the expectations are at Kansas. If you think that they get back to that, then that kid has to be special. And what he did yesterday in 20 minutes, it was easy. Knocking down shots, getting steals, getting teammates involved, athleticism. It was effortless yesterday. Again, it's Green Bay. I'm not here to overreact. And they play North Carolina coming up on Friday. They play Duke coming up in a couple of weeks. They play Syracuse. Like, we'll get a chance to see them against real legitimate competition, and we'll get a chance to see him play against other future NBA players. But if that was your first chance, if you got tickets and you're like, hey, I just want to see what this kid's all about, you left very, very happy and very hopeful about what Kansas basketball can be this year, because they got one of the best players in the country on their team.
I know there's a lot of time left, and I know that I have been on this radio show spouting how special he is, and I know it's just Green Bay. But if you watch just last night's game, you can see he moves different.
It's easy.
He's basketball comes very easy to that kid. And it's weird to say, he doesn't look like he's trying, and yet you look up, you're like, he's got 21 points in 21 minutes. Like, it's just, he is just special. And listen, I don't know how this KU season is going to turn out. I was excited about a couple years ago's team, the first Hunter Dickinson team. They beat UConn. I thought, oh, this team's going to be good. They weren't good. They lost in the second round to Gonzaga. They got smoked by Gonzaga. So, like, I'm trying not to make big sweeping, declarations after one game. So I don't know what this Kansas team is, but I know this is a Kansas fan. this team is going to be a lot more fun to watch than a couple of Kansas teams years past, because that kid's just fun to watch. If you like basketball, you're going to enjoy watching Darren Peterson play. Carrington, you're not a KU fan by any metric, but when they play North Carolina on Friday, they play Duke, you're going to find yourself being like, oh, that kid's really good, and there's something enjoyable.
I will be
enjoyable.
Watching. Yeah, I want to see. I want to see him go up against Kyan Evans, local kid, went to Staley, one of the better point guards in college basketball. I want to see what that freshman does against them. On the road, that's a legitimate test. If you're the number one overall pick, and there's only about three or four players that are in the conversation to be the number one overall pick, the number one overall pick goes on the road against North Carolina, scores 21 points, and his team wins. Like, we've seen that guy before. So I'm excited. I'm curious. I mean, this is the second time I've seen him play. I seen him play once in person when he was still in high school, and I watched him for basically the first half yesterday. And so far, he has met the billing. It's easy. Getting to the basket, getting guys involved. It was an effortless watch yesterday. Now let's see what it looks like when the competition ratchets up. But I was very, very impressed in what I saw by Darren Peterson. This is what I've noticed today in our Chiefs conversations. This is what I've noticed. I don't really think that this conversation is about Brett Veach as much. I really don't. I understand why you guys are disappointed. It's the trade deadline. This is your last chance to greatly improve your roster. So I get it, theoretically. So if you're saying, what about this guy? And what about this guy? I'm not here to tell you that you're wrong. I might disagree with you, but you're not wrong to feel that way. It feels to me that the conversation we are having is not about your belief in Brett Veach. It's about your belief in Chris Jones. If you think the Chiefs have one of the best defensive linemen in the National Football League, then that solves a large majority of their problems. You got a true game-changing player on the defensive side of the ball. And if you got a true game-changing player, what that means for everybody else is you can't measure that. If you're one of the people that believe that Chris Jones is getting double and triple teamed, then they shouldn't be having the problems they're having defensively then. If you're taking up that much manpower to stop Chris Jones, that means somebody else on that D-line needs to be eaten right now. So guys just got to start winning one-on-one matchups. You are entitled to disagree with what I'm saying. I firmly believe that everything the Chiefs need to win the Super Bowl is currently on their roster. Now, sure, are there parts of the team that I wish they improved? Yeah, but I've been wanting them to improve that since March, and it hasn't happened. I didn't just start feeling this way about running back. I've always felt this way about running back. We've always kind of had some questions about the defensive line. We've always kind of had questions about the linebackers. Like, these are not new things that we are just figuring out for the first time because they lost to Buffalo. We've kind of always known things. If the Chiefs are going to get back to the AFC Championship game, their defensive line has to play much better than what they played on Sunday. Like, that's not even a debatable point to me. Josh Allen was 23 of 26. If that happens in January, I'm sorry, they're losing. They're losing in January if that happens. If everything is the same, you don't force Buffalo into a turnover, Josh Allen, you don't get him off the field, and James Cook runs for 100 yards against you, you lose. It'll be close again, but you will absolutely lose then if that's the case. So all of the questions that we are having about what they should have done this, they should have done that, it really comes down to how much more improvement can they get from their defensive line? Is this the best version you can get of Chris Jones? Is this the best version you can get of George Karlaftis? Is this the best Charles Omenihu that you can possibly get? This is a big-time season for Charles Omenihu. We're talking about a 28, 29-year-old defensive lineman who was on a one-year deal. Rob, he has 10 tackles and 2 sacks. We always talk about contract year being undefeated. I mean, a one-year deal should usually be undefeated. This is the time to ball out. If Charles Omenihu is trying to get paid, whether it's by Kansas City or somebody else, you got to play better. Simple as that. You gave Mike Dana $8 million. You ain't getting much from Mike Dana. So I think they have enough on their defensive line. It's about getting more out of the pieces that you have and trusting Spags to get more out of what you have. This is where you got to coach him up. There are no more reinforcements coming. The Colin Saunders conversation, it's over. Them trading a 6th-round pick to go make a move, it's over. This is who they got on defense. And is that enough? It was enough last year. It was enough last year to get you to the Super Bowl. They have the exact same pieces as last year, minus Justin Reed. They have everybody. Everybody else is back. And do you trust them? Do you trust them enough to go tinker, make adjustments, do what's necessary to get them back to the same place that they've been, what, seven consecutive times now in the AFC playoffs, and go into a fourth consecutive Super Bowl? Because the pieces, the foundation, this is the same team that you've been watching and following for the last handful of seasons. We got time to take your phone calls, 913-586-7965. We're going to head to Dallas coming up in about 20 minutes to find out about their day. They had a very busy day going to trade for Quinnen Williams. But we got time to take your phone calls. We're going to keep talking NFL trade deadline. The Chiefs did not make a move. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to play this audio for you guys very quickly and how I think it ties into the National Football League and the trades that we saw that sent Sauce Gardner to the Colts and partly the Cowboys trade, but a little bit different. So this is Steve Sarkisian. He is the head coach at the University of Texas. He is being rumored for basically anywhere that has an opening. There's a lot of openings right now in college football. Now, I've told you guys this before. Right now, the biggest problem in college football is everybody thinks they should be better than what they are. you're a 6 or 7 win program. You think you should be an 8 or 9 win program, and you will spend $50 million to win one more college football game a year. If you're an 8-9 win team, you think you should be in the college football playoff every year. This is a sport in which we saw James Franklin take his team to the Final Four last year. They had a fourth quarter and overtime lead against Oregon. 2 weeks later, you got fired. You are a couple of weeks away, especially if you don't have championship currency built up. You are a couple of weeks away from the fans saying that you should be fired and you should be replaced. Here is Steve Sarkisian. He's the head coach of Texas.
Everybody wants to fire their coach. Who are you going to hire? There's all these jobs out there right now. Who's everybody going to hire? I don't know. We'll find out. Somebody's got to be the head coach. The amount of, you know, 1 week you're a hero, the next week you're a zero mentality that fan bases and people want to have. Surely coaches want some security to what they sign up to go do. We work really hard, and I get it. We all want to win, and we're all busting our tails to try to win, and sometimes things don't go your way. Especially in our conference, it's tough. And so the idea that coaches don't want some security in the jobs that they take, that doesn't quite make sense to me. You know, it should be like, man, somewhere in here, somebody has got to be willing to say, hey, let's see if this can work itself out. Not every year, not all 16 teams in the SEC are going to go to the playoff. It's just not reality. We're talking about trying to get 4 or 5 teams in this year. Last year, we got 3.
I think right now you are seeing the most pressurized football situations that we have ever seen. The playoff has created incredible amount of pressure on everybody that's in the Power Four. Even if you're not a team that thinks you have a playoff chance, you better be inching closer and closer to the playoff every single year, because the moment that you are eliminated, people don't care anymore. Now, how does this relate to the National Football League? If you're Chris Ballard and you're the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts, it's going great right now. You're the toast of the league. You got Daniel Jones. Jonathan Taylor's running the ball incredibly effectively. You hired Shane Steichen. It's finally working for you. You are one ankle injury from Jonathan Taylor away, and one bad month for those same fans that wanted you to win executive of the year for you to be fired. You are a month away from that being the case. So if you are equipped with this information and you know that things can churn instantly, you got to always be aggressive. So I think the Colts are taking a closer look at everybody else. Kansas City doesn't appear to be as dominant as they've been in years past. The Ravens are certainly not the team we thought they were going to be. Cincinnati has Joe Flacco as their starting quarterback. I think the Colts are taking a look at the AFC and thinking, why not us? We got a shot. Does anybody think the Colts have lasting staying power? I mean, we know what this is going to happen. Like, I can already tell you how the Colts are going to, I can tell you what's going to happen next year. The Colts are going to finish 8 wins next year. They're going to be one of the big regression teams in the National Football League. And we'll be having conversations about if they made the right decision and should they fire their head coach. Come on now. We've seen this story a million times in the National Football League. We all know what's going to happen. So if you know that and you're Brett Ballard, and you know, all right, hey, we got a shot right now. We got to go for it. And if we end up getting fired, what does it matter that I traded my first round picks? I'm not going to get the opportunity to use those anyway. I think that's what leads to guys being super, super aggressive. You don't have a choice. I think the Colts spent too much to go get Sauce Gardner. I really do. I think Sauce is a good player. I don't know if he's worth 2 first round picks, but if you're the Colts and you think that this is your shot, this is probably the best chance they'll have this decade to go to the Super Bowl. You got to take that swing. You got to take that shot. Chris Ballard's not going to be able to see this thing through. Come on now. We watch the NFL. We know he's not. We know how quickly things can turn. You could be up and you have a couple of bad weeks. Every week. Every week. 2 weeks ago, you loved Matt Nagy. Now Matt Nagy's doing a terrible job. You want him fired. I mean, we do this now. This is the current culture and climate. So when you're up and you got a little bit of currency, man, you got to go for it. So it's not what I would have done if I was the Colts, but I certainly understand the thought process behind the Indianapolis Colts. You got to strike while the iron's hot. And right now, the iron is hot for the Colts. The Colts should be the 1 seed in the AFC playoffs. And if potentially there is a chance that the Colts could potentially void Buffalo or Kansas City and you only got to beat one of those teams and it's a home game, you got to take your opportunity to put your absolute best foot forward. And that's what I think the Colts did today.
I think the Colts, I agree with you. Everyone gets fired in sports. I don't really think there's anything as such thing as job security in the NFL or even college sports or really pro sports in general. Like, we all love Andy Reid right now. He's one of like the few exceptions, but he got run out of Philadelphia. It wasn't like he was struggling in Philadelphia. There is no such thing as job security in the sports world. So I agree with you. Be aggressive. Try to win. If you get fired, you're probably getting fired anyway. So I get it. As far as the Colts, I do think they overpaid for Sauce, but I understand why they overpaid for Sauce. Like, Carrington, in Kansas City, the pre-Patrick Mahomes era, what's happening with the Colts happened a lot with the Chiefs. It happened in 2013. Remember, the Chiefs started 9-0, they had Alex Smith, Andy Reid was in town. You know, it was fantastic. Love it, love it, love it. The Chiefs didn't go all in to go get another piece, be like, hey, we're going to really maximize the Alex Smith window. The Colts are doing that with Daniel Jones. Now, we'll see what happens. Maybe they're the Dolphins of a few years ago. They beat only bad teams, and they're going to fall short, but I do respect the fact that a lot of times when teams have a Daniel Jones type of quarterback, they don't get aggressive at the deadline. They just kind of ride it out. The Colts are committed to at least trying to be more than just a cute story in 2025.
Yeah, they're just going for it. I don't think ultimately it is going to work, but Joe Flacco has made a Super Bowl before. I mean, none of us think that Joe Flacco is one of the great quarterbacks in the league. Joe Flacco made the Super Bowl during the Peyton Manning era, during the Tom Brady era. You would have thought he was crazy to suggest that. No, of course not. I mean, Peyton's going to go. Tom's going to go. Ben Roethlisberger's going to go. You would have thought that. That's not how it played itself out. Why can't the 2025 Indianapolis Colts, why can't they be the, 2014, 2013 Baltimore Ravens? Why can't they be that? They're taking their chance. And Joe Flacco never went to another one, never got close to going to another one. You got to take your shot when you got the opportunity. Let's head to the phone lines. Brad called into the show. Hey, Brad, how you doing, man?
Not too bad, C-Dot. Hey, I just want to say, longtime listener, first-time caller, I'm going to piggyback off of what Steven Sarkisian said. Who is Iowa, Iowa State, Illinois, Mississippi State going to hire if they fire their coaches every other year? Then I want to know, where's all the panic coming from Chiefs Kingdom? This is the same team that went to the Super Bowl last year with almost the exact same roster. Who are you going to get at the trade deadline to make your team massively better? Where is the panic coming from this Chiefs Kingdom? It's ridiculous. I'll take your phone call off the air, man. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
I appreciate the phone call. I don't have a good answer to your question. I really wish that I had a good answer to your question. I don't know. Honestly, I really don't know. Because yesterday, Rob, and maybe I'm just going off the vibe of the text line. Yesterday, I got the vibe from the text line that losing to Buffalo doesn't really matter that much. They do this in the regular season. They don't beat you. The Chiefs were hiding their hand a little bit, and nothing has changed. Well, if nothing has changed, then why is there a panic to now overspend to try to improve the roster? The roster's been good enough. The roster's good enough then. So I don't have a great answer to your question. I really wish I could answer it for you. I really wish I could help. I can't. I don't know. I don't know where this sense of panic is with the Chiefs. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't feel panicked about the Chiefs. And usually you guys call me Buzz Killington. Usually I'm the one that's negative. I feel pretty good about the Chiefs. I mean, they're 5-4. I mean, it feels great as you can feel about in that scenario, but they get Josh Simmons back. They got Rashee Rice back. I mean, this is the team we thought they were going to have at the very beginning of the season. They get a bye week. They're going to head into their most important game of the season as relatively healthy as possible. I think you got to take your chances with the team that you currently have. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, text line 913-586-7965. We had a caller right before the break. I can't remember what his name was. I apologize for not remembering your name. That's 100%. Brad, my bad. Brad, shout out to you, Brad. I hope that you're having a fantastic day, and we appreciate you listening to the show. I wish you had voted for me as best sports talk host in the city, but I came in second place to Bob Fesco. So, Brad, that's your fault and your fault alone. He asked a good question. Why are Chiefs fans so panicked? The text line is giving a bunch of different reasons. One person said that this panic is from new money fans who have never experienced failure before. Someone said maybe this is because our worst start in a decade. It's not their worst start in the Mahomes era. Do you guys remember October of 2019? You guys remember that? Rob, you remember they went on the road and they lost to the Indianapolis Colts. They then followed that up with a loss to the Houston Texans. Now, they beat the Denver Broncos. Do you remember what happened in that win against the Denver Broncos?
I'm trying to, it was something weird.
Patrick Mahomes dislocated his knee in that game. And then you remember Mahomes then missed the game against Green Bay and they lost. They were 5-3 in that stretch. So a little bit better than now, but that was a bad month of October. Almost everything that could go wrong did go wrong for the Kansas City Chiefs in 2019. Shockingly, they won the Super Bowl that year. I can't believe it. How did this happen? 2021. So a handful of years ago, this is in a post-COVID world.
I was just Googling this year. This was a bad start for the Chiefs.
The Chiefs started 5-4 back in 2021. Now, the Chiefs didn't go to the Super Bowl that year. That was the 13-second season they lost in the AFC Championship game. What is happening right now with the Chiefs is not abnormal. It's not abnormal. This is where I think we just have to kind of woo-saw a little bit. Because I was here at the very beginning of the season, and the sentiment when they started 0-2 was, well, these losses don't count. We don't have Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. Every team would struggle if they don't have their number two and number one wide receiver. All right. Well, you got Xavier Worthy back. Their offense started coming back. They then got Rashee Rice back. Their offense started to look like it was maybe the best in the NFL. And then they go on the road and lose to a good football team. Why is there panic? Buffalo's good. Buffalo's going to win 12, 13 games. They've won their division six consecutive years. They got the current NFL MVP. They didn't go on the road and lose to some Rudy Poos. They lost to a good football team. They're a good football team. So I'm not panicked about the Chiefs. I'm not panicked at all about the Chiefs. I've seen this before. Now, the question is, are they going to get hot after this? Because when the Chiefs were 5-4, you know what they finished the season? 12-5. They got going. They got hot. After that terrible start in 2019, when everything went wrong in October, they were 5-3 at the end of the month. They ended the year 12-4. Can the Chiefs get hot and get going? We'll have our answer in 3 weeks. If the Chiefs can get out of this stretch against the Broncos and the Colts, you guys will get your swagger back. Because you guys had your swagger back a couple of weeks ago. When they put it to the Lions, who are maybe the best team in the NFC, chests were puffed out. You just got to get your swagger back. Buffalo kind of knocked you down a little bit. That's okay. It happens. But I just don't think there's any reason to feel panic right now about the Chiefs. I mean, I'm unhappy with how they played too, but I'm not now. They should have traded a second round pick to go get Jermaine Johnson. That seems reactionary to me.
It's weird because I understand where the panic is coming from a little bit. I think it comes from the fact that, okay, the Chiefs lost. We all saw it on Sunday, and it feels like the issues that have been talked about and the winning kind of made go away reemerged. They can't run the ball. The old, you know, boogeyman, poor offensive line play re-showed up, and they could not stop Josh Allen throwing to tight ends. It felt like a lot of the same. So I understand why there's a panic, but it feels like
I don't think you're saying what the real. I don't think you're saying what the real thing is. Chiefs fans might not want to say it. Denver's good. The Chargers are good. That's what 100%. The panic is. Nobody wants to come out and say it. And if I got to be Broncos dot or Chargers dot, that's fine. For the first time, Chiefs fans are worried that they're not going to win the AFC West. That's what it is. They're worried they're not going to win the AFC West. And I know it doesn't matter whether you're at home or road, but there is a badge of honor for the Chiefs always hosting the AFC Championship game. There's a badge of honor in doing that. And you also know that it increases your likelihood of winning these games if you're at home. It increases your likelihood of winning. That right now, the Chiefs are for the first time in the division, it feels like they are in a legitimate and true fight for it. A legitimate fight. That's where I think the panic is coming from. That's where I think it is. Someone says the panic is our division and we don't own any tiebreakers. They've only played the Broncos or the Chargers. They haven't played the other teams yet.
They played the Raiders.
Okay, well, that's okay. I'm not counting them. I mean, they're in the division, but they're not in the division.
I mean, it counts in the win column.
Yeah, I'm with you. But I'm saying
that one does count. And if you forgot, don't worry.
You're right.
Nothing happened.
I did forget that. They have three real divisional games left, is what they have. They have three real divisional games. They have two against the Broncos and one against the Chargers. That's what they have. They have three of those games left. Let's go to Hunter. Hunter, how you doing, my man?
What up, C-Dot? So, yeah, I mean, listen, the panic button is in the drawer. The drawer is not open. My hand is not on the button. So I'm not there yet. But I think that it's exactly what you were saying and exactly what Rob was saying. It's a combination of both, right? So the same issues that we had last year during the Super Bowl that made us look human came back up. The offensive line play, no real answers for linebackers. We've been talking about that for 2 years now. Anytime you put a wide receiver or someone on Drew Tranquil, he's barbecue chicken. And then on top of that, it's exactly what you said. In order for this Chiefs team to get hot, they have to go through the Chargers in Denver, who for the first time, and let's face it, 5-6 years, actually look somewhat decent. So it's the combination of teams finding ways to beat us through the trenches, which have hurt us in the Super Bowl in the past, and also it's the first time the division's ever been competitive.
Oh, and that's a fair point, Hunter. I appreciate the phone call, and I think those are all really, really fair points. I don't think that there is a big, tremendous gap between the Broncos, Chiefs, and the Chargers. I don't think. Now, you have the best quarterback out of those three teams. We know that. You have the best head coach out of those teams, but I now don't want to act like I think Denver is some juggernaut team that you can't overcome. No, that's not where I am. Again, if you are upset today that the Chiefs didn't make a move, I understand it. This is the last chance for them to improve their roster. So today is just the signal that help is not on the way. All of the solutions have to come from their 53-man roster. It has to come from their evaluation, their scouting, their development. But I do want to remind you guys, this is the same team that won 15 games last year. This is the same team that has been to, for the most part, this is the same team that has been to the last three Super Bowls. There is not a lot of drastic changes. So I'm going to lean on their experience, their ability to get over the hump, and I trust their ability to figure this thing out. Now, I don't think they're running away with the division. I don't think they're running away with the AFC. But if you were telling me that right now all of these teams feel very even and the Chiefs are one of the teams in the mix, I'll take my chances with the best quarterback in the conference, the best coach in the conference, and by far and away the most experience of any team in the AFC. We can keep this conversation going. The trade deadline has come and gone, and the Chiefs, they have not made a move. How does that make you feel? 913-586-7965. We'll talk about it next. Keep it right here. So drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.